Another 9 Victorians with coronavirus have died in the last day. 7 of them were residents of private aged care homes. And now the new Secretary of the Federal Health Department, Brendan Murphy, who was, of course, until recently the Chief Medical Officer, has conceded that care in 2 of the worst hit homes has been deficient. As scores of elderly patients are moved into hospitals, the Prime Minister and the Victorian Premier are denying they're engaged in a blame game, vowing they're on good terms and working together to fix the crisis in the sector. Samantha Donovan has our report from Melbourne.
The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, acknowledges the situation in Victorian aged care is very upsetting.
It is very distressing, first and foremost, to the families of those who have loved ones in aged care facilities. The most vulnerable in our community have always been our highest concern when it comes to managing the health issues associated with this pandemic.
But he's again emphasising that in a pandemic, it's inevitable workers in aged care homes will become infected.
When it rains, everyone gets wet. And that is what we're seeing with broad-based community transmission in Victoria.
And the Secretary of the Federal Health Department, Professor Brendan Murphy, agrees.
Despite all the preparation, the infection control planning, the deployment of PPE, the pandemic and infection control plans that every facility has created, the restriction of visitors, the staff screening, all of those cannot protect against what the Prime Minister said was the inadvertent bringing into the facility of this virus.
The Prime Minister denies that in emphasising the community transmission problem in Victoria, he's shifting the blame to the state government, which isn't responsible for private aged care homes.
I'm not interested in any of that. What I'm interested in, I know what the Premier is interested in, is us working together to solve the problem. The reports of, I think, these things about how the Premier and I are working together are greatly exaggerated. The Premier and I enjoy a very good working relationship.
And Daniel Andrews agrees they're on good terms.
I have a very important, productive, professional and respectful relationship with the PM. There is a mutual regard there that is serving the interests of every single Victorian. My health officials, Commonwealth health officials, we're all focused exclusively on getting this job done.
The Commonwealth's figures show 49 aged care residents have died in Victoria. Professor Murphy says there have been outbreaks in 77 Victorian facilities, about 10% of the state's total, and a close eye is being kept on 13 of them. One of the worst hit is St Basil's in Fawkner with 89 cases. Professor Murphy says the situation there hadn't been faced before because Victorian health officials decided the whole staff had to be quarantined and an entire workforce replaced.
So we had to find, in partnership with Victoria, a new staff, new leadership, and that staff had to be found in a context where there essentially were no spare staff in Victoria. Staff were found from all sorts of sources, but they were not staff that knew this community, and there were clearly deficiencies in care. 64 have now been moved to hospital settings. There are 32 remaining. There is new management on site, and all the reports are that this facility is now well managed and care is good, and we have that independently verified from a number of sources.
The Federal Minister for Aged Care and Senior Australians, Richard Colbeck, has told the ABC News Channel he takes some responsibility for what happened at St Basil's.
Well, look, I think we all collectively have to take responsibility for that as a government. I mean, some of the things that happened at St Basil's with the very rapid changeover that was required weren't acceptable. So we all have to take responsibility for that. And, of course, there was significant effort on behalf of all of those involved to try and rectify the situation, and we didn't get it all right.
There are 86 cases connected to the Epping Gardens home, also in Melbourne's north. Professor Murphy says that facility is the biggest concern today, and up to 45 residents are being moved to hospital and senior staff being sent to the home. He's confident the situation there will be stable in the next 24 hours. When it comes to nursing home staffing, he says the Commonwealth is working with the Victorian government to make sure these problems never happen again.
And we have now got a very strong agreement that priority will be given to meeting the staffing needs of every residential aged care facility with public hospital staff. They're the only staff at the moment we have left. We are looking at trying to bring in from interstate additional nurses and trying to recruit new personal care workers from nursing students and other sources.
Victoria has recorded 295 new virus cases today, the first time in more than a week that the tally has dipped below 300. But the state's Chief Health Officer, Brett Sutton, isn't seeing the improvements needed.
So if you take out the outbreak numbers, I think we're actually looking at relatively few community cases, but it hasn't gone down as much as I would have liked. And part of the challenge is when you've got significant numbers, if it gets into another cohort, as it has very significantly in aged care settings, the ability for outbreaks to occur and for numbers to really increase is very substantial.
Victoria's death toll now stands at 92.
Samantha Donovan with that report.